Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at non-surgical interventions for managing adhesive capsulitis, and finally a story about chiropractors traveling with sports teams. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 649, recorded October 12th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A systematic review published in the Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation evaluated the effectiveness of non-surgical interventions for managing adhesive capsulitis in patients with diabetes on pain, function, and range of motion. Medline and other databases were searched for studies published in the last 20 years, RCTs, randomized clinical trials, that assessed adhesive capsulitis in people with diabetes and implemented one or a combination of physiotherapeutic interventions, such as corticosteroids and manipulation under anesthesia, were eligible for inclusion. The study concluded that low-quality evidence suggests large effects of joint mobilization plus exercises on adhesive capsulitis in people with diabetes, although confidence in this conclusion is limited due to at the high risk of bias. Even weaker support was available for corticosteroids and manipulation under anesthesia. Future high-quality RCTs are needed to determine the best intervention for managing adhesive capsulitis in patients with diabetes. So up to our show notes for links. A recent press release by the American Chiropractic Association, the ACA, stated that they are pleased to announce that Congress has approved legislation in the United States that will protect chiropractors who travel with sports teams by ensuring that their license and liability insurance remains in effect even when they cross state lines. The Sports Medicine Licensure Clarity Act of 2018, as the bill is known, was included in a larger unrelated piece of legislation, referred to as H.R. 302. That passed the U.S. Senate overwhelmingly on October 3, 2018. The president is expected to sign the bill. The new law stipulates that health care services provided by a covered sports medicine professional, quote-unquote, to an athlete, athletic team, or team staff member in a secondary state outside that professional state of licensure will be covered by the appropriate medical malpractice insurance provider. COT's HealthBeat recommends contacting your local or state authority for clarity and confirmation. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Any idea is as good as its owner. Don't waste your precious time seeking for good ideas, but being good at the idea you already have. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.